I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, located in San Francisco, is preparing to hear a case that will decide whether President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven countries should remain suspended. A federal judge in Seattle Friday suspended key parts of the president's plan. The appeals court refused to set aside the judge's ruling until after it hears the case, and that means travel from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen continues for the time being. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state have filed friend of the court arguments against the ban. The three-judge panel is expected to rule fairly quickly. Legal analysts say the case will likely end up in the Supreme Court. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations held the first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid.
Quand chacun aura vu que le procès qui m'est fait est un procès.
French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years while he was member of parliament. Claiming his wife was paid fairly for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family, but said his wife's salary was perfectly justified for a woman with a training in law. This is VOA News. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has beheaded four civilians who were accused of spying for the Somali federal government and the Jubaland State Administration. The executions took place Sunday in the town of Jamame. The four men were accused of collaborating with authorities on counterterrorism efforts. President Trump promised to give the military his full support in a speech to troops at the headquarters of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM. CENTCOM is located at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. The president spoke out against the Islamic State group, which he said is on a campaign of genocide across the globe.
So today we deliver a message in one very unified voice to these forces of death and destruction. America and its allies will defeat you. We will defeat them.
President Trump. The White House says the president will attend a meeting of NATO leaders in May. The president spoke by phone Sunday with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg. Besides the upcoming meeting, the statement says the conversation also touched on the conflict in eastern Ukraine. The two leaders discussed how to encourage all NATO allies to meet their defense spending commitments. European Union Foreign Affairs head Federica Mogherini says she plans to hold talks in Washington this week with key members of the Trump administration. She told reporters her main goal is to find ways the EU and the United States can cooperate and work together. She says important issues for the bloc are climate change, United Nations efficiency, as well as the crisis in Libya and Syria. European Commission Vice President Jyrki Kekäinen told the Reuters news agency Monday that it will take a miracle for Britain and the EU to finish Brexit negotiations within the allotted 2 years. Kekäinen said EU officials are bracing for very difficult negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday asked British Prime Minister Theresa May to join the United States in imposing new sanctions on Iran because of its recent missile test. The two leaders met at 10 Downing Street in what British officials had hoped would be discussions focusing on boosting economic relations. Israeli forces struck Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip Monday following a Palestinian rocket attack on a border area. Palestinian medical officials report three people wounded. The Kremlin is asking the U.S. Fox News Channel for an apology. Fox host Bill O'Reilly recently referred to Russian President Vladimir Putin as a killer. A spokesman said the remarks are unacceptable and offensive. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.